Clinton, I think, is a fucking maniac.
I was always fond of Star Trek. You know, I'm a Star Trek freak, a little sci-fi freak. So the next record, I had to find another place that you hadn't perceived black people to be. And that was on a spaceship. So I pictured them in there leaning, you know, like it was a Cadillac, you know, sliding through space, you know, chilling, you know, having come here from the planet Sirius.
I went to see a concert when I was a little kid at a place called the Olympia Ballroom here in Detroit. I never forget it. I mean, that was like, for me, that was my first concert I've ever been to in my life. And I remember it because I'll never forget this man coming out of the top of the roof on a cable, dressed in a diaper and big white platform boots, playing a guitar, and called himself Star Child. You know, and then this other dude walks out of a so-called spaceship that lands out of the middle of the stage. And these guys are playing this music, this music, this music, this music, this music, this music.
Yeah. Bye. everybody out here tonight to pay attention to a message I've got for a couple
larger-than-life
inverted egos out there. I've been watching Circling the Dance Floor. Minding everybody's business but your own. Trying to figure out whether this is a good thing
or a bad thing.
I just want to let you know
that we know
this zero satisfaction, nonchalant, too cool for school, I can't smile because it won't match my haircut attitude will not fly in this house.
What are you so worried about anyways?
I'll be the first to admit that this is a phenomenon. No, an epidemic in this white Western world, where you wake up every morning in a warm house with warm food, with electricity in the wall, with no militiamen burning down your warm house or killing your family or stealing your warm food. So I wonder, should I be a happy person? Shouldn't I maybe be dancing?
Okay, you've been listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York with DJ Dex here, mixing it up for the past, for a while.
Yeah, would I start like a little bit before midnight? No, like 11.
No,
I forgot.
Well, a little after 10:30. We talked for a while. So it was like 10:45 or so.
Yeah.
So nice little mix there.
Yeah, it was starting to go.
You got through a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it was starting to go by pretty fast. Although, like I said, I think you counted 29 tracks.
Yeah.
It's like, damn it. I let some things play out on purpose though, because you know, just to, in like that little interlude with the Derek May thing, George Clinton and all that kind of stuff, and then
so that little excerpt was from a movie called The Mothership Connection.
It's a documentary, and it's pretty old at this point. It's like maybe 15 years.
Yeah.
I think it's on Amazon if you dig around for
it. What about
it.
YouTube?
It might be on YouTube. The whole thing will be on YouTube, or maybe Google. Google videos, you could probably watch the whole thing on there. But it's the gist of it is the documentary is about trying to like connect the dots between Detroit techno, Parliament Funkadelic, and science fiction.
I love it. I love it.
Because you know, if you're into any one of those things, you probably have an appreciation for the other. You know what I mean? George Clinton part, he's talking about Star Trek and going to space and all this stuff. It's that kind of vibe, you know what I mean? It's not really, you know, being in a spaceship, acting like it's a Cadillac, probably isn't too close to reality, but...
Wait, so who do they talk to? I mean, I know there's Derek May.
Oh, everybody's in it, man. Derek May's in there. Juan Atkins is in there. Mike's in there.
He's really?
He's in the background with the mask on, of course. Okay. Let's see, who else is in there? Spooky's actually in there. DJ Spooky's in there.
But he's not from Detroit, is
he? No, he's not, but he was, you know, he's a smart guy, so he can talk about literature and science fiction. So he's in there. Let me see what else is in there. I think a guy called Gerald is in there. There's like, you name it.
All right.
Yeah, there's just tons of people who are down with Detroit and that vibe, you know, it was a good interlude to play some P-Funk and some more kind of funked out tracks, you know?
Yeah.
So I like playing that. You can't play it in a party so much because you kind of lose people. They're like, what the hell, dude? But on the radio, I think it works, so I figured I'd bring it.
Yeah. So are you going to release this mix in Japan?
No. This is what I did try to do is I have some mixes floating around online, and what I try to do is not repeat myself.
Yeah.
So like... Even though, like, I was thinking of playing more of my own tracks, but I was like, dude, I have like mixes floating around with my own tracks on them, so there's no point in having another one out there.
But you did put one of your tracks on there.
Yeah, I played one track. It's called Planeta, and it's on the new EP. It's the it's like the B2 track. It's probably a little more like DJ Tool type track on the EP. Played that, and then also I was one of the things I did when I was in Detroit working with Mike and the crew was this project called Timeline.
Okay.
And during that time, we did a release called Return of the Dragons, which was like a remake of the old Journey of the Dragons song from this this pretty influential EP that came out like in 93, I think, called Galaxy to Galaxy.
Oh, right.
And high-tech jazz on there. And Journey of the Dragons is also on there. And we did a remake of it. So I played this, like... beatless string mix that I mixed down like 2 days ago because I had the parts still like hanging out in my computer and stuff, so that was one of the things that I wanted to bring and make special. So I put that together.
Yeah, and I really love the Raiders of the Lost Ark stuff that you're
they're really good. The guy behind that, Mario, He's a badass jazz player, and he likes techno, so he has that same kind of, like, when we hung out with them in Italy, it's like, they're on the exact same wavelength on their side of the planet, you know what I mean? Just.
And so that Los Hermanos remix, is that out now?
That's not out yet. That's coming out in the fall. It's a package with the original of that track, which they're going to kill me if I can't remember the name of it right now.
Yeah, you got to tell me the name of that one.
Those mixes were actually done a couple years ago, and they've just kind of been hanging out for a minute, but they're going to be released this fall.
Cool. Yeah. Well, we should mention how it's the UR weekend here in New York.
Yeah. We'll replug that again.
Yeah. And so Friday, you guys are at APT.
Yeah, APT Friday night.
It's Scourge and...
Scourge, James Pennington, a.k.a. Yeah. Suburban Night, and myself.
And you played an old Suburban Night track and a Scourge track tonight.
Yeah, of course. Got to represent and play the bros.
So that's downstairs at APT, which is 419 West 13th Street between 9th Avenue and Washington.
Right.
And then Saturday night, you guys are over at the Water Taxi Beach, right?
Yep, and that should be cool. I think, like I said earlier, I'm going to go... Everybody's coming with like a variety of music because it's that beach party vibe.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean? It's like anything goes.
Right.
So you might hear some more P-Funk. I got some James Brown in the crate, you know.
People seem
to
be up for it there. You know?
Yeah. It's like whatever. You know, at that point, you're just like had a long day. You're just drunk or tired or whatever.
Play whatever.
Yeah.
So that's Water Taxi Beach on 2nd Street and Borden Avenue in Long Island City in Queens.
Yeah. And Tim's playing Friday night.
Upstairs. Oh, yeah, and I'm playing, I always forget. Again, I'm playing Friday night upstairs at APT, and they'll be downstairs, so if you can come by there. And then also have to plug again PS1 on Saturday before going to the Water Taxi to see them. You can go over to PS1 where Glass Candy and Mike Simonetti from Trouble Man and Love Fingers will all be playing. So it'll be a really nice Saturday over there. But... I better put in another track here, and I guess I'll play some records now.
Cool.
For the last half an hour or so here. Oh, putting that in. All right, what do we got here? All right, I'm gonna play. I'm gonna start it off with that.
I'm gonna take a second and suck up to the host for a minute because I want to just let people know that Tim Sweeney has been ordering records from Submerge in Detroit for several years now. And the whole reason I met this guy was because I'd see his name in the mail order. Because one of the things I was doing in Detroit was working at Submerge. That was like my day job and processing orders and stuff. And I would see Tim Sweeney's order and be like, who is this guy in New York ordering all these records? And he would get all the classics and obscure classics too. Stuff that only if you're a Detroit head do you know, like the tracks, like all old KMS back catalog and things like that. And then when I got here, I emailed him and I was like, hey, man, what's your deal? That's the gist of it, but and now I'm, you know, on his show for the second time and playing at his club, you know, or his night that he does. So, thank you.
Yeah, no, man, thank you. You know, thanks for coming to New York.
Yeah. I want to make a point of that, man, because this guy's the real deal. Look, you can almost see his cheese getting red, man. No, you got to do that, man, because this is, you know, underground resistance. The whole gist of it is, underground isn't like the second best or the minor leagues, you know what I mean? It's something that you got to do because you like to do it, and Tim Sweeney does this because he really likes to do it. He loves it, you know what I mean? He's not going to stop doing it tomorrow because you know, his DJ roster slows down or whatever. He's going to keep on doing it, and that's the whole thing about underground resistance, is like whether you sell out or not, you're still going to do it. If you become big for 6 months and everybody kisses your butt, it doesn't matter. Eventually, you're going to come back to the underground and we're going to welcome you back and be like, cool, man. You kept it real. That's all that matters.
All right. That's right. Well,
anyway,
thank you.
Let's get back to the music.
Yeah. All right. We'll get back to some, but thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
and thanks again for coming on the show here. And I hope we'll have a good weekend. Good UR weekend this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. I hope you guys come out. Everybody come out and, you know, come say hi to the DJs. We don't wear the masks when we play out. And just buy us a beer and, like, maybe get us a hot dog out of the stand outside. That'd be sweet.
All right. Here we go. More music here on Beats in Space. WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.
I give my all to you. Each night I see you through. I give my all to you. Each night I see you through. I give my all to you. Each night I see you through. Each night I see you. night I see you through. I give my all to you. Each night I see you through.
Tripping out. I mean. bailar. Cualquier momento se va a parar. Parar de bailar no debes hacer. La música buena te hace mover. Mover la cintura y mover los pies. Comienza la fiesta. Sabroso. Thank you.
everything you've got. It's so hard to sit down because the groove is so hot. You feel the rhythm from your head to your toes. As long as we got this place, it's never gonna close.
You've been listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Ride the Rhythm here. Old one on tracks. Before that, we had Model 500. Senor Coconut with the Villalobos remix. Moody Man, Dim Young Sconies. Mike Dunn with Personal Problem. Hercules and Love Affair. Classique number 3 started us off. From when I got on. Again, big thanks to Dex for a set earlier on in the show. Hope you enjoyed tonight's music. And tune in next Tuesday, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. for more Beats in Space here with your host, Tim Sweeney. That's it for tonight. Have a good week. And see you this weekend for all the UR festivities. All right, that's it for tonight. See you next Tuesday.